Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by NapervilleAlarm.com. If you want to keep your home or business safe, go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois, is family-owned and operated since 1961. Did you know it was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk? Imagine that. North Fork Farm offers services for weddings, parties, corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. There's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Thanks, Sullivan Steakhouse, for sponsoring the show for the last 5.5 years. And Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Admission experts for over 10 years, currently conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, one-time special of $17.95 for an oil change. You heard that right? $17.95. Matt's Clark's Car Care. Matt Weber's the owner over there. Say hello to Matt. Happy cars, happy owners. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. It doesn't get any better than that. Family-owned and operated with Italian food. Doesn't get any better than that. Bricconi's.com, 630-717-9530. And Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. Midwest Coach Limousine, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, family run and led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. Great care taking into consideration in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit mwc.limo or give them a call at 331-903-0088. And book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousine, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. And finally, thank you to Arthur Murray Dance. Been with us for over 5 years now, sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show in Naperville and located in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and your first dance lesson is free. ArthurMurray.com, 630-355-6240.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. It's Dolly here, your host for the Dolly McCarthy Show. The good show on WCKG 1530 AM. What's the good word, everybody, on Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, 1010 News Talk. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing today? What's the good word? I love getting your messages. Thanks, everybody, for all the comments you've recently sent me. I have been a little vocal, I guess, more than usual, when the Major League Baseball has handed down that 40-game suspension on Addison Russell. And so you can check out my comments. Go ahead, check them out on Facebook. It's for all to see. But I appreciate everybody's comments, especially the comments that come behind the scenes and all the support and the love there. We like to talk about good things on this show. We like to spread the good word. And I want to hear what you have to say, so I appreciate that on all forms of the social media. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And we are now on Instagram, heavy hitting away on that Instagram. It is so hot right now. I can't believe it. But my posts don't are pale in comparison to my teenage daughters. When they post, they get like 500 to 1,000 likes. It's crazy. That's where all the teenagers are. You want to know what your kids are doing these days? Don't look on Facebook. They're throwing things up there to keep you happy, mom and dad. But you need to go check out that Instagram and Snapchat. That's another one too. But anyway, we're loving the Instagram. And I appreciate everybody on there following us along. So keep following us there, everybody. And we'll have lots more interesting posts there. So let me know your comments on what the Major League Baseball, MLB, has handed down, suspending Addison Russell, Cubs player, 40 games. Do you think that was enough, or do you think it was too harsh? Curious what you think. A lot of conversation about it. We don't have that much time on the show to talk about because I have two guests today. But first, we have a couple of quick announcements. Our first guest, by the way, is going to be Julie O'Sullivan from Misericordia. Last week, do you remember the disaster we had? And now Julie's back. Thank God she's back. Sorry, Julie. We're going to get to Julie first, and then we're going to talk to well-known author Laura Holtz. She's going to be talking to us about our friends over at the Wrigley, the Friendly Confines. We're going to be talking about Major League Baseball today, and this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October, as well as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, let's not forget. I've had a couple of sisters that have a deal with that. It's not pretty. So we're honoring both this month and bringing awareness, and we're going to be talking about it. Let's talk about this. But first, have you heard of the Elementary Learning Foundation, otherwise known as ELF? In School District 64, this 501c3, it's a non-for-profit. Their mission is to expand and enrich lifelong learning opportunities for all students in School District 64, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of their Halloween Hustle this year, which takes place on October 27th, 8 a.m. Got to get up early and head over to Hodges Park in Park Ridge. There's a website you can go to, district64elf.org, to register. And come on out and join our team with the Dolly McCarthy Show. Misericordia's Women's Board is inviting you to mark your calendars for a very special evening benefiting Chicago's beloved Misericordia and helping to serve and raise funds to benefit the home of more than 600 residents with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Julie O'Sullivan is coming on the show in just a few moments here. But I wanted to give you guys that heads up, the Heart of Mercy Ball. I'm not even sure. Tickets might be sold out. You got to check. Call up Jeanette Blunda at 847-612-6046. 847-612-6046. Friday, November 16th is the date at the Hilton Chicago. How special is that? Love events at that Hilton. And I guess that's it for announcements. I ran through them a lot quicker. I thought I had a few more. But Mr. Cordia's Young Professionals Council is presenting the Red Heart Bash. And Julie O'Sullivan from Misericordia is here to talk about how important this bash is to fulfill the needs, to continue to fill the needs of those at Misericordia, those 600 residents over there. Hey, Julie O'Sullivan, how are you? Hello? Julie? Are you there?
Dolly, this is Laura Holtz. I believe I'm the guest for a little bit later on.
Oh, we got the numbers mixed up.
Yeah.
We got the numbers mixed up, but you know what? Go ahead. You know what? We may just flip-flop this. So we've got Laura Holtz on the line. Laura, welcome to the show. We're going to flip-flop this a little bit, folks. Instead of talking to Mr. Cordy, we're going to go right into the conversation about October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I mentioned earlier, we are not forgetting our breast cancer survivors either and those that have suffered long illnesses with this, and we honor you today. We're going to talk a little bit today about domestic violence. Laura Holtz is on the line. Laura is the author of Warm Transfer, and some of the proceeds of that book are going to the Rape, Incest, and Abuse National Network. She's an activist and an advocate for awareness of sexual assault and domestic violence issues. Really glad to have you on the show today, Laura. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here, Dolly. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's just jump right in. We don't have too much time. I wish we had an hour to really get into this and take people's phone calls. It's a really hot topic in Chicago, especially lately. Everyone talking about Addison Russell and his 40-game suspension. I'm not sure if this is something you could talk about, but I do have to ask you because I'm getting so many opinions on this with Major League Baseball taking their policy, enforcing their policy. Do you think that this is enough, or is it enough for now for victims of domestic violence?
You know, honestly, I am not familiar enough with the situation to give you a cogent answer on that. What I will say is that I think any demonstration that an organization is backing up a survivor and validating their experience and saying, yes, we believe you, is paramount. Definitely.
That's absolutely. I would have to agree with you on that one for sure. Just being able to be believed. Let's just talk about some, the Me Too, Kavanaugh, all this stuff that's going on in the media.
Mm-hmm.
How do we respond to and how are we supporting these sexual assault survivors who may be getting re-traumatized by all of this in the media?
Yeah, certainly. Well, there has been such a surge in news stories on the topic, and it's timely, obviously, because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But I think what needs to be noted is that because the memories that sexual assault survivors encode into their memories, these are deeply and inextricably embedded. And when there is a lot of dialogue and discussion, survivors will experience things differently, some more so than others. But as soon as these memories percolate to the surface, survivors literally re-experience the traumas that they had almost in real time. It can be in the form of a panic attack. It can be anxiety. It can be depression. So this is a very rough time right now, especially with the Kavanaugh hearing for mm-hmm. survivors. And I think the way to respond to a survivor, respond to a victim is, as we said before, to believe them, to listen to them without judgment, and to ask them, what can I do for you? How can I help you? So really, it's about unconditional support of victims.
So those are great examples of things you can say to support your, friends. I mean, it does happen. The statistics are such where it's three women, one in five, mm-hmm. four men. I read that mm-hmm. this morning. One in three women
yeah.
affected by domestic violence, or I'm not sure the statistics on sexual assault though. Do you know those?
Well,
if not, that's okay.
One in three
it's very
women.
Very prominent. So it's definitely someone
certainly.
You know.
Yes, absolutely.
So these are
absolutely.
Great
it's one in three.
You can say and just. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Go ahead. Sorry, Laura. Go ahead.
That's okay. No,
we
want to
hear you,
not
me.
I just wanted to confirm that one in three women have experienced sexual assault or domestic violence. So it's very prevalent. And oftentimes, especially, women who middle-age and beyond, it's not just been one incident. There have been multiple, whether it's sexual harassment in the workplace. It's just, we have a culture that has been very permissive for this sort of thing. And then I should also add that one in six men has been impacted by sexual violence before the age of 18. So it's women and it's men who are subject to sexual assault and violence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what are some of the resources that one could resort to or lean on for,
sure.
To give them to help to, with how to handle experiencing this trauma or afraid a friend is?
Sure. I think it's very difficult, as we know, for people to come forward when they have experienced sexual assault, domestic violence, psychological abuse, intimate partner abuse. So I would urge anybody to visit nomore.org. It is an excellent resource for how to support someone who has come to you, a trusted friend, to tell you about their experience. If you suspect that maybe a friend or a relative is in an abusive situation, nomore.org will give you some ideas on how to intervene. And then I would also suggest RAIN operates the National Sexual Assault Hotline, and that number is 800-656-HOPE, which is 4673. And the National Domestic Violence Hotline is another resource, and that is 800-799-7233. So
I
know all of these
information on our pages as well. Mm-hmm.
Great, great. And and be patient. I know. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. Be patient. And you know what, Laura, I want to just add really quickly, most victims of domestic violence don't say anything. And so when they tell you, you might just be the very first and the only one they tell. So it's really important that we listen and, like you had mentioned, Laura, believe them. Believe them.
Yes, thank you.
We're talking
to Laura
Holtz.
That's absolutely right.
LauraHoltz.com. She's an activist and an advocate for awareness of sexual assault and domestic violence issues. Laura, I'm sorry we're getting that overlap here. That's what happens with radio, but I really appreciate your time today to raise awareness for the month of October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I wish we had more time to talk to you more about it and dive into a little bit more of what's going on over at the friendly confines. Major League Baseball suspending Addison Russell 40 games, not the harshest suspension so far in the league under their domestic violence policy, not the very harshest. I think there was one that was 95 games, but you know, it still sends the message that you know, this is a hidden epidemic, and it's very hard to get convictions. It's very hard for victims to come forward. So a lot of advocacy and awareness need to be made. And Laura Holtz, we really appreciate your time in doing that today. You can check her out on her web, Laura Holtz, HOLTZ.com. She's also on Facebook. We're now new friends, aren't we, Laura? And
we are.
You can check her out there. Okay. Well, we appreciate your time. She's the author also of Warm Transfer. Maybe we'll have you come back on and talk about that book, because we didn't get a chance to really talk about that as well, talking about Abuse National, the Abuse National Network as well there. Laura, thanks again.
I would love that. Thank you, Dolly. Thanks for having me on.
You're so welcome. Take care.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Alrighty. Well, now we have Julie Sullivan on the show. We're really glad to have her back. Last week we had a major mess up in our studio, and poor Julie was sitting there waiting for me to pick up. Never did happen. But we're glad
no worries
we
at all.
Are on the show now. Julie O'Sullivan, Director of Creative Arts and Marketing Manager for our beloved Misericordia, Heart of Mercy in Chicago. And you've been with Heart of Misericordia for over 16 years, Julie?
Yeah, I can't believe it. I actually reached 17 years this August. Yeah, it's great. It's obviously a great place to be.
Well, you are doing a fantastic job. Every now and then I get an email from Julie, can help me promote Candy Days, Family Fest. I'm always good to do, or glad to do anything for Misericordia. As I mentioned to you guys earlier, and you, most of you know, Misericordia is a home and a community with some 600 children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. They're providing great programs for 150 families in their outreach program. Misericordia has become a national model for care, providing a full continuum of care, as well as offering residential placement, work opportunities, and therapy and recreational programs. I've talked on this show many times about the bakery, which I love over there in Misericordia.
Yes,
as well,
it's actually expanding, too. It's growing, so we're very happy about that.
If you haven't been to the bakery or the brunches, you must go. My girls had never gone. I always go with my mom or my sisters. I'm one of 14 kids, and my dad used to take us. I finally took my young girls. I'm like, where are we going, Mom? I'm like, we're going to Misericordia. Like, can't we just go to IHOP? Can't we just go to Egg Harbor? I'm going to take it. They had no idea. And then they go in there, and they were just blown away. And do you know they asked to go almost every single weekend? That's how fantastic that brunch is. So go
that's so nice.
And enjoy
Thank
it,
you.
But also you know that you're giving back to Misericordia and the The gift shop is great, too. I love the gift shop. But we've got other ways for you to get involved. You can't get to Misericordia. Julie, tell us a little bit about the Red Heart Bash coming up.
Sure, yeah. So it's actually it's our third annual Red Heart Bash, and it's hosted by our Misericordia Young Professionals Council, NYPC for short. And they have been around for about 4 years. And what's great about this group is that it's trying to get the next generation of people and professionals involved in our residents' lives and Misericordia as a whole. So, you know, what we've seen is that, you know, our grandparents and parents have been involved with Misericordia, and we just want to make sure that we're getting that next generation in and that they're, you know, going to be our friends for life as well. And so they, you know, they came up with this great idea to have a party with all of their friends and family, and anyone can come, but it's called the Red Heart Bash. It's on Friday, October 12th at the Montgomery Club, which we're very excited about because that is actually owned by Gibson's Chicago group. So if you know Gibson's downtown, you know that they have amazing food. So we're very excited to partner with them this year and just have some amazing food and a live band. Just fun. It's a great silent auction. There's going to be a performance by the Misericordia Heartbreakers, which is always fun to have them come out. And then they stick around and party with us for a little bit as well. So yeah, there's still tickets available, and it's just a really fun event. It's from 7:30 to 11:30 on a Friday night. So we kind of get work done, leave work, and head over to the Montgomery Club. And we're expecting a good crowd, but you know, we're really excited about the night.
Oh, fantastic. So is this the very first Red Heart Bash?
So this is the third Red Heart Bash. It's in a new venue this year. Okay. It's at the Montgomery Club this year. Yeah, so we're excited about the new venue.
Now, I'm not familiar with the Montgomery Club. I'm familiar with Gibson's, though. So where is the Montgomery Club? Is it downtown Chicago?
Yeah, it's in the West Loop. It's 500 West Superior. So it's like Chicago and Kingsbury, right by the river. And actually, what's great is there's a great parking garage just about a block away. You can spot hero that, or if you're Ubering or anything like that, it's a really easy place to find. And it's just a really beautiful space that the Gibson's group, I think, acquired a couple years ago, and they use it for events and weddings and everything. So we were able to snag it for October 12th.
Fantastic. And I love how you're starting a little later because Friday traffic is horrible. So we're starting at 7:30, the festivities
yes.
are. Great food provided by the Gibson Group, and you got live band. I mean, I love going downtown Chicago and dancing with the live band, open bar, performances by the Misericordia Heartbreakers, all to benefit the residents of Misericordia, and so forth. Julie, let's talk about some of the things that the Young Professionals Council, that's what you guys call it, right,
mm-hmm.
are doing.
Yep.
These are all made up of volunteers.
Yeah,
and
so if anybody
wants to volunteer, are you open to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we're 100% open to anyone wanting to volunteer for Misericordia in really any capacity, and they can go online and visit our new website, actually. I'd love to promote the new website. We just launched that a couple weeks ago, misericordia.org. But if they're interested in becoming a part of the Young Professionals Council, we just ask that you're over 21 because we do have bar events. But we meet on a quarterly basis at Walsh Construction, which is also in the West Loop. It's kind of, we feel centrally located, and our friends at Walsh Construction are nice enough to open up a space for us to meet. And so we'll meet, and sometimes we have guest speakers just talking about their profession. It's a nice networking opportunity for anyone that's just starting out. And then we also have volunteer opportunities to be with the residents usually every other month. And then we'll try and have a fun bar event or, just kind of gearing up for the Red Heart Bash. You know, we'll do something in the summer. We have a really fun barbecue with the residents. Besides the campus setting that we do have 11 homes in the community where our residents live. And so we'll go to one of those homes and just have a really fun barbecue and party and bags and stuff in the backyard. So it's really a nice opportunity to kind of introduce yourself to Misericordia and the residents and just be able to get to know them, see the campus, see what else we're doing, and, you know, and just get together as a group of professionals. And again, it's great networking because if you're looking for a new job or, you know, you're someone else is offering or something like that, you're able to talk to a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Let's talk about some of those programs, too, that the Red Heart Bash, the funds for the Red Heart Bash, anyway, will go towards the programs that are offered to the residents there at Misericordia. Can you speak about some of those programs?
Sure, absolutely. So, every resident on campus has a job, no matter what. And so Monday through Friday, they are going to our developmental training program where we provide an art department. We have the bakery, like you mentioned. We have the restaurant. We have a whole horticultural program that we've just acquired some hydroponic systems. And so what they're doing with that is growing vegetables that we then use in our residential areas for cooking. And also we've been trying to grow a lot of zucchini for our zucchini bread in the bakery. So we're really doing cross-campus work with all of the work opportunities on campus. We have technology programs. A lot of the residents that are coming in nowadays have so much, they know so much about technology and want to make sure that we can maintain what they know and also teach them more. And then some of the residents that have been here for a long time, we're trying to make sure that we're keeping them up to date. So we have smart boards and iPads and things like that that they're working on throughout the day. But all of that costs money. We also have some amazing therapy programs. Some of our residents are non-ambulatory, which means they're in their wheelchairs and we want to get them up and out and make sure that they're stretching and, we're very conscious about how, they're in their wheelchairs and we don't want to have them in them, longer than they need to be and they need to stretch out. So we actually have a fitness center as well and a pool, so they can use those areas on a daily basis, but it all costs money. So, we do get government funding, but that's not going to cover everything else that we provide for the residents. So we need to do fundraising, and that is what the Red Heart Bash is trying to do. So I was just going to say, we need to raise almost $20 million a year in order to do this, do what we do at Misericordia. So I always say, if anyone has that $20 million check that they want to send, please do that. But otherwise, if you can help in any other way, there's someone out there listening that has that $20 million. Yeah. We want to make sure we can get them.
I always tell my kids and their friends, in life, you need to ask specifically for what you want. Always tell people what you want. Specific. Get specific. So anybody got $20 million, we'll take it. We'll take that off your hands,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
We laugh, but the reality is, we're Misericordia wants to give their residents that quality of life, which really allows them to achieve the highest level of independence, right?
Exactly.
Like
we're... Mm-hmm. Exactly. They live just like everyone else. They live in homes and, some of them have roommates and they go off campus into the community. What we're trying to do is make sure, again, that they do have the highest level of independence as possible. But when they need help, we're going to provide that help for them, whatever it is. We need the funding to do that. And Sister Rosemary Conley is our executive director who's been with us since 1969. And she's really the one who's been the driving force this whole time to develop these programs and just develop all of these things that, we know that this population can do. And we want to make sure that we're showing people that. And they are really a part of our Chicago community. I mean, we take full advantage of living in such an amazing city. And, but we just want to make sure that we are able to provide this on a daily basis. We never want to go back. We never, we're always moving forward, finding new things. And, especially with all the technology that's coming up, it's amazing and it's helping them, and we just want to make sure that we can provide that for them.
Certainly, certainly. Julie O'Sullivan, Director of Creative Arts and Marketing Manager for Misericordia of Heart of Mercy. We're really, really glad to have you on the show. And let's do a quick plug. You've got another fundraiser coming up in November, too. We're going to have you guys back on the show to talk about that. That's the Women's Ball.
Yeah, that's the Women's Board Ball. It's at the Chicago Hilton.
Let's throw that date out there because... Okay.
November 16th.
Okay.
November 16th.
Fantastic.
So I think that's a Friday night as well. So.
Yeah. So, plan. You got all your Fridays planned up from now until the holidays start right there.
Exactly.
And what a good time
exactly.
to celebrate with Misericordia Heart of Mercy. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. And we'll talk to you in a couple more weeks about the ball. Misericordia, you can
Great.
Check them out on the web. Don't miss those brunches. Not to be missed.
Yeah.
Check them out.
It's really important to come to the campus and see what we're all about.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful campus, too. Julie, thanks so much. Say hello to Sister for me. I used to live next door to her nephew. I used to live next door to her nephew. I got to have sister on the show one of these times. I've had all you guys
here.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, everybody knows. All right. Thanks again, and have a great time.
Thanks, Dolly.
We'll see you,
you too.
Next time on the show.
Great.
And with
Thanks so much.
We got to end the show on a good note. As I tell you guys every week, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow us now on Instagram. And we'll see you guys next week for another edition of The Good Show. So long, everybody.